Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grumer. 38. That battle toy obeyed he at Burg to announce at the fort on the cliff, were full of sorrow all the morning earls had sat, daring shieldsmen in doubt of twain. Would they wail as dead or welcome home their lord beloved? Little kept back of the tidings knew, but told them all the herald that up the headland rode. Now the willing giver to eater folk in deathbed lies, the lord of Geats on the slaughterbed sleeps by the serpent's deed. And beside him is stretched that slayer of men with knife wounds sick. No sword availed on the awesome thing in any wise to work a wound. There Wiglaf sitteth, Wostan's bairn by Beowulf's side, the living earl by the other dead and heavy of heart a headwatch keeps o'er friend and foe. Now our folk may look for waging of war when, once unhidden to Frisian and Frank, the fall of the king is sped afar. The strife began when hot on the Hugers Hygelac fell and fared with his fleet to the Frisian land. Him there, their Tuaris, humbled in war, plied with such prowess their power o'erwhelming, that the bold in battle bowed beneath it and fell in fight. To his friends no wise could that earl give treasure, and ever since the Merrowing's favor has failed us wholly. Nor aught expect I of peace and faith from Swedish folk. 'Twas spread afar, how Ongathau reft at Ravenswood, haths in wrestling of hope and life, when the folk of Geats for the first time sought in wanton pride the warlike Skyflings. Soon the sage old sire of Otair, ancient and awful, gave answering blow. The sea-king he slew, and his spouse redeemed, his good wife rescued, though robbed of her gold, mother of Otair and Onela. Then he followed his foes who fled before him, sore beset and stole their way, bereft of a ruler to Ravenswood. With his host he besieged there what swords had left, the weary and wounded. Woes he threatened the whole night through to that hard-pressed throng. Some with the morrow his sword should kill, some should go to the gallows tree for rapture of ravens. But rescue came with dawn of day for those desperate men, when they heard the horn of Hygelac sound, tones of his trumpet the trusty king had followed their trail with faithful band. Read by Rick Kirshner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.